Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And by every day, I'm including Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Pacific, daily replays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern. I believe 21 hours of programming on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network all over the world, including on the internet. So spread the word to all your friends. The show is free every day. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is somewhat of a quiet weekend, but there is never a day without news in professional wrestling and mixed martial arts. The biggest story, obviously, is what's going on with Alberto Del Rio and WWE. Alberto Del Rio is not in Mexico today, and he was scheduled to be there for a show. AAA and Promociones Cadena announced that they were going to be doing a show today, but he was not able to attend. The show was canceled. Alberto Del Rio does not even have another booking in the United States today. There doesn't seem to be any reason he couldn't make this show, but he didn't. And of course, Alberto Del Rio is still the AAA Mega Champion. And the belief from the AAA side, since all of this went down with WWE, was that at some point, he was going to show up and drop that mega title. Now, my gut tells me, I have no information otherwise, I don't know if he's ever going to drop that title in Mexico. They could always do some sort of three- or four-way match. I think that Vince McMahon, because of the fact that he beat John Cena to win the U.S. title, I would be stunned if Vince McMahon allowed him to go down there and lose clean in the middle in a one-on-one match. And there's also the controversy regarding how much he is being paid. We're going to talk about that, plus we got news from all over the world coming up after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Going to throw out some phone numbers and some other numbers here today if you'd like to contact us here on the show. This is the toll-free line for today. If you are in your car and you see another number, please don't call that one today. Let's use this one. This is still toll-free. It is 844-411-5411. What could be easier? 844-411-5411. Studio line, if you want to call direct here, 425-488-0525. That is not toll-free, but if you have free long distance, etc., use that one, 425-488-0525. And you can send us a text message at 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Only text messages to that line. Do not call. No one will answer, and no one will check the voicemail, so text that line only, and we'll be going over all of those on the show here today. We have Alberto Del Rio to talk about. We've got the Road to Power struggle, the Super Junior Tag semifinals. We can talk about that. I saw both of those matches. Jerry Lawler and more. But first, Alberto Del Rio. Friday, I had a tremendous, thunderous tirade about the booking of Alberto Del Rio. And I was mostly upset because I felt there was a level of incompetence to his booking, which was unacceptable given a $1.45 million downside. And I screamed and I shouted and I went on and on. And that afternoon, WWE contacted Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer, and they said, well, that $1.45 million is not the correct number. It is about a third of that. They didn't give an exact number. They said it's about a third of that. Disputing the $1.45 million that was reported in the Observer that came out at WrestlingObserver.com on Wednesday. And of course, a lot of people got all over Dave for that. And the story is this. I have no idea what the number is. I have no idea. What I do know is that the amount of money that WWE is claiming, Alberto could have made the same money or better not coming back to WWE. Could have stayed and done Lucha Underground and wrestled a far less strict schedule. He could have done a lot less traveling, and he would have made the same or more. On top of that, several different individuals are all insisting that while the number may not be $1.45 million, the number is most certainly not a third of that. It is significantly more than that. What that number is, I don't know. But they were insistent that this was an incorrect statement by WWE, that he was only making a third of that $1.45 million. And they were actually quite upset when Dave corrected the story and claimed that, well, what Dave did was he is reporting what he has been told. And again, I don't know what the number is. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that WWE is lying about the number. I don't know. All I know is that people who know a lot of details about Alberto Del Rio's contract are claiming that it is much, much higher than $500,000 or so. At the end of the day, who knows? We're dealing with a business full of workers and carnies. We have a locker room that would get very, very upset if they found out that this man was making $1.45 million or $1.25 million or whatever the number might be. I don't know what the number is. All I can report is all the details that I know, and those are all of the details that I know. Maybe time will tell, maybe time won't tell, but that is the story of Alberto Del Rio and how much money he's actually making to return to WWE.
Well, like a lot of stories, there's his side, there's the other side, and truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. Maybe the guarantee is not that high, but there's a lot of perks and things like that in this contract that are easily attainable. I know this isn't like sports where there's you can hit performance goals and things like that, but maybe there's certain things in there that are easy to hit. You know, maybe things are taken care of travel wise and that adds up to a certain total. And, you know, the people on Del Rio's side are hyping that up. God knows what the truth is in all of this. And at the end of the day, ultimately, it doesn't matter. Now, if it creates some sort of locker room rancor or his limited dates cause somewhat of an issue, sure. Okay, that could, down the line, that may be an issue. The most important thing, though, as wrestling fans and as viewers of the program is no matter what price they put on his head and how much he's getting paid, they need to book him in such a way where he remains a superstar. He doesn't fall into a tier where Kevin Owens, unfortunately, is now in Ryback. And, you know, he's got to be a star because not only do you need him for this market, you obviously want him for the Latino market, which they have absolutely seemingly no handle on. But hey, you brought him back. You need him for that. So take care of them, and take care of them because we need stars on that TV program every Monday night, and we need them bad, and we need them now.
One thing to think about here in terms of trying to figure out how much Alberto Del Rio is being paid, and as you noted, it doesn't really matter, but it does matter to a degree in the sense that Brock Lesnar has got a really, 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 really big contract, way bigger than Alberto Del Rio. And one thing you'll notice about Brock Lesnar is, number one, he works sparingly. But when he works, he's booked a certain way. He is booked unlike virtually anybody else in the company. The only guys that are booked like Brock Lesnar, or close to Brock Lesnar, are guys like John Cena and Randy Orton, who are in fact making millions and millions of dollars. Because when you look at the undercard of WWE, and all of the random guys that are making small amounts of money, at least compared to Brock Lesnar, these men win, these men lose, these men change from babyface to heel, these and women, obviously, men and women, they're just people on the roster. But when you see the people that are making the most money, no matter what anybody thinks about how wins and losses don't matter and we got to do 50-50 booking, let me tell you something. At the very, very upper end, the guys that are making the absolute most amount of money, there is no 50-50 booking. Brock Lesnar never loses. And when Brock Lesnar does lose, he loses in a way where they do everything they can to convince you that he should have won. Same with John Cena. John Cena almost never loses. And guess, by the way, who he lost to? Alberto Del Rio. So what I'm trying to say here is Alberto Del Rio allegedly was going to go to Mexico and drop that mega title. He has not done that yet. Alberto Del Rio had a day off today. There was a AAA/Promociones Que Daña show today that he could have gone and lost the mega title on his day off. He didn't go. So I am skeptical that, A, he's ever going to drop the title. I'm even more skeptical that he's going to drop the title in a one-on-one match. And if Alberto Del Rio appears on TV for the next 3, 4, 5 months and he never loses and he beats everybody, and John Cena comes back for his rematch, and Alberto Del Rio beats John Cena, then it will be tough to convince me that he's making the same amount of money as everybody else. But we'll see.
In the scenario you just laid out there, if that did happen, that means he's over like $1 trillion, and he will deserve all of the money. You know, if you're performing, you're living up to it. Yeah, go ahead and give it to him. But yeah, the way things are looking right now, if I'm AAA, I don't know if you phase out the title, if you want to continue to keep the title going. You obviously didn't get anything in writing of him coming back to dropping the title, and I doubt you would have, even if he asked for it. You may just want to write this one off, as we talked about with Steve Sims on Friday, Dr. Lucha. Maybe they just go up there and they go, hey, look, this is the kind of guy Del Rio is, or El Patron is. He calls himself a boss, yet he's up there right now and he's schlepping for Dutch Mantel, for Zeb Coulter, a person that hates all of you out there. Del Rio's done with this company. He is stripped of the mega championship, and we're going to move on and move forward. That may just be the best spin to put on it and go ahead and go forward.
I mean, if I were Vince McMahon and Alberto Del Rio was the champion and I'd made an agreement with him or with anybody, whoever, if he wants to go down there for one day and do a four-way match and somebody else pins somebody else to win his title and he never gets beaten, I'd have no problem with that. But I'm not Vince McMahon. And Vince McMahon is weird, and this scenario goes against what Vince has done for decades. So I remain skeptical, but we shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
To the studio line, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan calling from Myersville, PA.
Yes, Myersville.
My question is about Sting. I'm always confused why he's not bid into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
Didn't you call about this earlier this week, dude?
This is about Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
The other member of Power Team USA.
What did Warrior do to get in? I forget. Oh, he had a good pile driver. Okay, so Sting. What did Sting have that you can't believe he's not in?
Well, it's that he's up for Wrestling Observer because there would be no death of WCW book, because if it wasn't for Sting, they would have been out of business within a year. Like, it would have been Jimmy Garvin main event on the babyface side of Brad Armstrong because...
Oh, because Sting saved WCW in the it's Starcade?
I don't know if Jimmy Jam Garvin would be your top face, but all right.
I hadn't thought of this.
Too, and I know they tried him for a while and it didn't work out. But
what about Luger?
He worked better as a heel because...
What about Luger in the Hall of Fame?
I think you could make an argument. Sting is better just because you write that book at WCW. That really helped Wrestling Observer's popularity because...
It did?
That put you on the level of Dave Meltzer, you know, with journalism, because you wouldn't have had that opportunity without Sting.
Huh. So what you're saying is Dave should go into the Hall of Fame. Wait, no, me. Both of us.
Well, no.
What about me in the Hall of Fame, Ryan? Should I go into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame? Should I be voted in?
You're too young.
No, I'm not. The cutoff is 35. I'm 40.
Well, that's a mistake. It should be like about 50.
Oh, 50. Okay. Well, Ryan, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know what I got out of that call. I literally have no idea what I got out of that call.
I'll tell you what you got out of that call. Sting will be one of the seven people possible to go into the Observer Hall of Fame. There's seven this year. No matter if he makes it in or not, Sting will be a big story, I think, for anyone that does pay attention to that, which if people haven't seen it, they may have seen it in Pro Wrestling Illustrated if they're not subscribers of the newsletter. I know that Pro Wrestling Illustrated will do a feature every month that comes out of the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, and they've offered it up there. So if you've happened to see it there and want to know what it's all about, this is the perfect time to jump on board for the newsletter, because that Hall of Fame issue is certainly one of the most talked about things in all of wrestling all year.
To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air.
Offered it up there, so if you happen to see it there and want to know what it's all about, this is the perfect time.
Did you call, Mike?
No, well, I didn't. You know, maybe we should do the turn your radio down.
Caller, please, as Art Bell would say, extinguish your listening device, and you're on the air.
Oh, this is Dula from Arizona. I have an opinion and question. My opinion is about the Wyatt family, and I love what they're doing with this whole story. Them kidnapping Undertaker and Kane and just being evil. And I haven't seen anything like this since the Ministry of Darkness. It's pretty crazy. And, you know, I just love the Wyatt family. I hope this story leads to maybe an elimination match between them and Undertaker and Kane, and maybe, like, you know, Dean Ambrose, who knows.
Well, that is where it's going. It's Survivor Series. I don't know who the partners will be, but that's the match.
Yeah. Oh, and then my question to you guys is, I don't know if you guys ever bring this up, but what are your views on Botchamania?
I have not seen a lot of Botchamania. I know I'm on Botchamania. Mike, have you seen a lot of Botchamania?
Yeah,
I have seen a lot of Botchamania.
Yeah.
With the opening every time with you bellowing out -5 stars.
I watched the stars.
That's right. I watched the original Botchamania, which is TNA. And then all of the highlights end up on the Botchamania series. But somewhere out there is an introduction that I shot for Botchamania, so hopefully it'll be on there one of these days. It's out there. Listen, I voted Sting into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, if Ryan is listening. I cast my vote for him. And you know what? I wouldn't argue that he should go in because of Starrcade 1997, but that was the biggest buy rate that WCW ever drew in its whole entire history, was Sting headlining against Hulk Hogan. So that should count for something.
Yeah, how it fell this year for me. I voted for him for the first time. And I again, I know there are numbers that are better for other guys, but I will continue to compare him to like a Joe Namath in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, some guys have better numbers. There are guys in the Hall of Fame with better numbers when it comes to drawing and this and that. But I just think he is the exception to the rule, and pro wrestling is pro wrestling. And I just, again, he's one of those guys that I just think is special. And how things fell this year with those other guys on the ballot, I thought he was one of the 10 I can make the strongest case for. And I think his importance to wrestling fans of this generation, the influence that he had. Again, for a guy who, and he couldn't cut a promo to save his life, but yet 25 years later, we still want to hear what he has to say. They can beat him all they want in big matches.
Talking about Sting?
Yes.
He was not as bad a promo as people think. I've been watching some of the old stuff. He wasn't a great promo. He wasn't Ric Flair.
No, but I mean, when you're growing up in the 80s and there were so many guys out there, and you had Sting, who, I mean, you know, he had a laughable one against, you know, before the match with Regal at like Bash 96. It didn't come out. Now in TNA he seemed to be more relaxed. I don't know exactly what it was, but he was not a great orator or anything like that, but people will still hang on his words now. He's just a special case. And sometimes in pro wrestling, considering the business is built on stars, and sometimes the most technically sound or the people who deserve it most sometimes don't get their due. But that said, I think Sting most certainly gets his due, and I think he's got as strong of a case as anybody to get in the Hall of Fame.
This person here says, I can't wait for all this Del Rio stuff to blow over. The only thing worse or less interesting than him on WWE TV is hearing about him on my favorite wrestling radio show. Oh, man. Well, first off, thanks. And second off, you're in for a rough time because he's going to be all over WWE TV, and that means probably all over this radio show. And don't blame me because I didn't sign him for whatever he got signed for.
Look, if they do something good and it turns out to be good, then it'll be okay to talk about every week, and it'll give us a reason to want to get into watching Raw, which is very difficult sometimes.
Person says, do you know what the number is for the Young Bucks new contract? Nice try, buddy. I ain't playing this game.
Ah.
This person says, are WWE salaries public knowledge? If Del Rio is making $1.4 million, I'm sure they wouldn't want that public to other wrestlers making far less. Yes, that is a very good point.
And
that's the point I've been trying to make here.
Well, and the flip side of that argument, too, is anybody that's, you know, pro wrestler and, you know, one of the guys, you obviously want your side to have as high of a number as you can, so that raises the bar for a lot of guys. I know people go, well, you know, some guys are going to be upset. Of course they are. There's always, as long as there's people getting paid different wages, there's always going to be somebody getting upset over what the next man has. But also, you know, if one big contract is important and you can make yourself important to WWE and the bar gets raised, you know, that's going to help you next time around, too.
And yes, these are not public knowledge unless you're like a Triple H or a Vince McMahon or somebody who is also an executive.
Because
which
would not be public knowledge.
Oh, the executives, they'll tell you what they make as an officer of the company or whatever, and also as a performer. So, like, I forget what the numbers were, but I mean, a little while ago they had like Triple H's performer contract. It was like $1 million or something like that, and then what he made as an executive. And then obviously they get stock on top of that. So this person here says, will Kane getting canned from his job as director of operations, now that he's been fired, Triple H and Steph should hire Psycho Sid to take his place. Sid in a suit is money. Listen, the show is so not entertaining sometimes that I would love to have Sid as the new director of operations. But I would not
hold my breath. With a 20-minute opening promo from Sid, that would be something.
I didn't say that. Let's not get crazy. Jerry Lawler and his girlfriend are doing okay after a head-on collision on Halloween night. News first reported, according to The Observer here, at an independent show in Tennessee where it was announced to the crowd, and they said they'd gotten the information from Brian Christopher. Jerry Lawler's girlfriend said Sunday, not exactly how we expected to spend our Halloween, but while we were on our way home from dinner, a girl ran a red light and hit us, totaling our car. The airbag deployed, hitting me in the face, causing the swelling to my face. I have to wear a silly brace and crutches for my knee for the time being. Thank God we are okay other than that. I think Jerry is Superman, not a scratch or anything. He tried to cover me to save me from the airbag before it deployed. So essentially, he jumped over the seat to try to block her. So good for Jerry Lawler. And Lawler posted a photo on his Twitter of the car and said, his girlfriend Lauren and I were in a car crash last night. She spent 4 hours in emergency room, but is home now. We are lucky. And then noted the car was not so lucky. So, thankfully, Jerry Lawler is okay. Not good.
Oh, I bet Jerry Lawler actually would love to play Doctor on Halloween, just not expecting it to be like that. Ha ha!
I was going to ignore that.
That was his level of joke. Well, yeah, and again, you know, and obviously everybody seems to be okay. Sure, face is swollen, everything. I don't know if that, I guess, came from the airbag deploying or whatever.
Maybe
but,
Jerry Lawler headbutted her when he was diving over the seat. Is that possible?
That would be more contact than he had with Terry Funk in the match last weekend. But I'm glad everybody seems to be at least okay, and if nothing else, in good spirits.
425-488-0525, toll-free 844-411-5411. And by the way, these lines I just throw out here, they're on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com if you missed them. And if you're a first-time caller, they are unscreened lines. So if you call and no one answers, try again. And if you call and you suddenly hear the program, stand by because you're next. And make sure you extinguish your listening device. Back in a moment with more phone calls, text messages, and more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a couple of notes for the show coming up here. We're going to be doing some different fun things for Observer Live. Wednesdays, we're going to try to regularly schedule a guest. Our producer, Doc Young, had been in and out for a while, but he's back now. He's back in full effect. And so Wednesdays, we're probably going to be joined by a special guest every week here on the show. Dr. Lucha seems to be becoming somewhat of a regular on Friday, so that's a lot of fun. And on Thursdays, in the first segment of the show, I think most weeks we're going to be joined by Dave Meltzer. And what we'll do is we'll come on and we'll discuss some of the top stories from that week's Observer, which will have come out the night before for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. And we'll talk about what's in the Observer. We'll talk about some of the big stories. That'll be Thursdays on the show. So a lot of big stuff coming up. If you are a Sunday listener and you are saying, what? The show is on Monday through Friday? That's right. It is. And TuneIn Radio is a great place to listen to Sports Byline USA if you don't have a local affiliate. Sports Byline USA is available on TuneIn Radio. You just have to search Sports Byline USA. TuneIn Radio is free. You can play it on any smartphone. It is a free app on your smartphone if you go to the App Store. TuneIn Radio. And, of course, you can plug the phone into your vehicle. You can drive around and listen to the show live. You can listen on your computer. There's links on Sports Byline's website, at the Wrestling Observer website. And the show does air every single day. And Monday through Friday, we air at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So if you'd like to give us a call, listen to the show live, that's when you can do it. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Monday through Friday, here on Sports Byline USA. Last night was the New Japan Road to Power Struggle, and the semifinals of the tournament are in the books. For those of you that have not seen it, you might want to tune out for a moment here. The two semifinal matches, Matt Sydal and Ricochet beat the Young Bucks in one of the finals, and in the other final, the Roppongi Vice defeated Red Dragon, and two really good matches. I actually thought that the first match was better. I think that Matt Sydal is unbelievable. I think he's better than Ricochet. I know some people will disagree with me about that, but I just think as a complete worker, he's awesome. That was a great match. And the main event was very, very good as well. And some people have said that they like that match better. Interestingly enough, in this tournament, I think, Mike, this is the first time ever, not only the finals, but the semifinals as well, all foreigners. Everybody involved in New Japan, every one of the hometown guys was eliminated before the semifinals even took place.
That is exactly the case, and it did provide a little bit of twist to, you know, what have generally been, again, good matches in New Japan, but there's nothing really been all that exciting going on. We know what's kind of coming for January 4th and the direction they're going to go. But the cards, while fundamentally sound, have not been overly exciting or anything like that. But they did shake it up by having all foreigners, having all the Japanese teams eliminated in the first round and leading into Ricochet and Sydal against Romero and Beretta for the finals. And the winners go ahead and move on, get a junior heavyweight tag team match. But I also just want to say I'd throw in my two cents on Sydal, too, because I just watched him over the weekend from the Revolution Pro show, the Summer Sizzler show they had in the UK, where Shinsuke Nakamura came over to face Roderick Strong, and Tomohiro Ishii was there as well, and he faced Will Ospreay, and it was awesome. And forget how good he is when you don't see him. I don't get a chance to see PWG or too much Evolve or anything like that. So sometimes I can be, you know, I've been in and out with him. But having a chance to see him against Ospreay, forget how really good that Matt Sydal is. And that team with Ricochet is, it really is awesome. And I don't know what direction they're going to go. What makes the most sense is Romero and Beretta get the win because they're the full-time guys and they're, you know, would be the ones that naturally deserve the junior tag title shot. In fact, I think they've already beaten the champions as it is. So that would make sense. But if they wanted to swerve it, and we end up with a three-way with Ricochet and Matt Sydal involved, it's not going to hurt my feelings at all.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Jim, I just got your text message.
Yeah, how do you like those knee injuries?
Jim's got breaking news on a Stardom knee injury.
Yes, I do. La Rosa Negra.
Man, that's no
that's
good.
Rough, ain't it?
Need surgery?
She's in good spirits. You know, surprisingly, she's in good spirits. Like I said in the text message, she's going to have surgery soon in Miami. But who was she? Does anybody? Who was she wrestling when that happened? Did anybody know?
I didn't know anything about it until he sent me the text message. So I'm the wrong guy to ask.
I feel I have to get our buddy Ed to call in. He'll know it.
Let's not do that. You can text.
Okay, I called reason I called in, I saw a woman's match that I don't remember a thing about on SmackDown from years back. It was a kimono match between Tori Wilson and Hiroko. Who in the world was Hiroko?
Wasn't she?
That was Suzuki's wife.
Yeah, Kenzo Suzuki.
Yeah, who was a New Japan. I mean, he looked like in the dark ages of New Japan before we knew how dark they were going to be.
What the heck was his New Japan name?
It was Kenzo Suzuki, wasn't it?
What am I thinking here? But anyway, that was his real wife, yeah.
Yeah, they were going to call him Hirohito. Oh, God, now I'm just brain locking here. But, yeah, I mean, he looked like he was going to be one of New Japan's big guys, and he just didn't wash out. He was a big guy, so WWE kind of wanted him for a size, and they had this idea for him. And not long after that, he was teaming up with Rene Dupree and his wife, who was a newscaster, I think, who quit to go over with him. Yeah, that was pretty much it for them, and I think he's knocking around Russell 1 right now.
Kenzo. That was his post-WWE name, was Kenzo.
The match, yes, all caps. It was a kimono match, and it was in, I believe it was in Japan. But the funniest thing was right after the match, JBL was coming to the ring with a Godzilla blow-up toy or doll or whatever. I didn't figure out what happened with that either.
I'm afraid I do not have vivid memories of this match.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Well, that was a bizarre thing to recall.
That was, and I hadn't thought of Kenzo Suzuki in a long time. And if anybody's
all
ever
Japan,
seen him work,
he's been working all
thing.
Japan. Yeah, he was still terrible.
All Japan.
He was horrible. Nice guy, I'm sure, but horrible. What do we got here? This is a text message. I understand WWE has a no-blood policy in place, but why do they show old footage on DVD home video releases in black and white where there was blood? I watched their home video release of the Monday Night War series. They censored the hell out of it. That's what they do. They don't want blood. They think it's too graphic for a PG audience. And so, yes, they edit the hell out of it.
And they go up and down with that, too. I mean, they're not going to mostly the bonus matches and things like that. I mean, they're still going to have those matches on those shows if there's going to be blood. It's just, again, different different times they do different things, and right now they're really anti it, and I don't think it's that big of a deal because those documentaries, if you're creating them for the network anyway and you're creating them in the now, it makes them more universal as time goes on. Even if blood becomes somehow an accepted thing again in wrestling, which it won't, still, it makes it more palatable to a more of a mainstream audience. And you know, if you decide to pursue it further, then obviously you know there's going to be blood in those matches if you watch them, so you can be prepared for it. I think this whole thing with blood, I don't know why it continues to be such a talking point. That and the PG stuff, it's just, I think at this point it needs to be, you know, just let it be put to bed. I know The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, I guess the cause of it being brought up again, but bringing him back is not going to be, you know, it's just not going to change anything.
Dude,
if the story stinks, it stinks.
Listen. Anybody who needs real blood in their matches, just you should move on. However, this is a performance. The matches are performances. They are not real. Some would use the term fake. Others would be infuriated by that word. But suffice to say, because it's a performance, if they didn't... I mean, right now they're not going to because they just don't want blood. They don't want blood. That's it. But if they were okay with blood, and they didn't want dudes cutting themselves with blades or busting themselves open hard way on posts or whatever, have blood capsules. When I was a little kid, in fact, I was just out last night for Thanksgiving. There were bloody kids everywhere. Go to the store, you get a little blood capsule, you put in your mouth, you bite on it, you mix it with your saliva, and you're bleeding everywhere.
So basically, what you're saying is make it like the comic books where they would show like the guy dying, but you'd only know he was really hurt or something like that because it would be like the trickle of blood coming out the side of the mouth, and that's how you knew that they were in great despair.
Well, listen, why do people bleed in wrestling?
Because they, in theory, is because they got busted open by the other person in this fight.
They got beat up, and you as a fan are supposed to be concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So in the old days, you would hit a dude in the head, and then he would slice his head open with a razor blade. So, in 2015, how about you waffle the guy in the back with a chair, which is not going to hurt him, and then he spits up blood.
Internal injuries, like when they, every time they go to the ribs or the stomach and they do that.
I mean, to me, when I was a little kid, When I saw some dude bleeding from the head, it was like, I've fallen down. I've bled from the head. I'm fine. However, I've never bled from internal injuries. This was very disconcerting to me as a child, which I guess is probably more reason they're not going to do it nowadays. But, you know, if you want blood, if you're working an indie show and you want blood, there's a million ways to use fake blood and not actually have to cut yourself or bang your head into a post. I don't know why more people... I remember when I was a kid, I didn't understand what blading was. And so I watched a Hulk Hogan Sergeant Slaughter match from WrestleMania 7, I believe. And Slaughter hits Hogan with a chair and Hogan bleeds. And of course, I rewound it 1,000 times. And what I saw was Hogan took his hand and he brought it up to his head and he ran his hand across his head and then he was bleeding. And as a kid, I thought, what the heck just happened right there? And I watched it over and over again. It never entered my mind, well, he's got a razor blade and he's slicing himself all to hell and now he's bleeding. And I was trying to figure out, what could you run across your head? A marker? No, that wouldn't work. Not a crayon. Like, what could you possibly do? And finally, my conclusion was, he must have had a small vial of red food coloring. And so what he did was he had it in his hand and he ran the red food coloring across the top of his head and then all the food coloring came out and it mixed with all of his sweat and next thing you know, the dude's bleeding everywhere. And so when we started wrestling, I used to have all of these little tiny, they were like the size of the tip of your thumb, these little vials of red food coloring. I had them all over the place. I'd run it across my head. I'd be bleeding everywhere. The only problem was it didn't wash out for a long time, which was disconcerting when you went to the store afterwards. But the point is, I came up with this as a kid. It worked great. I don't see why you can't do something like this today. There's a million ways to make fake blood.
I got to be honest. I was always more amazed by guys like the great Muda who could spit the mist because I couldn't figure out exactly how they did that. And I didn't see them, you know, reach into their tights and put anything into their mouth. And then you find out guys like Great Muda, a lot of the times, if they did it twice in a match, yeah, they would have to usually pull something out and go to their tights, but they could breathe through their nose so well in such an athletic match that they would have a condom filled with a green liquid mixture in it and would spit it out then, which was always amazing that somebody could do that. That always baffled me more than anything else. And for the longest time, the fireball as well, until I found out the trick of the fireball, which
I knew that one when I was little because I was a magician.
Yes.
Flash paper.
God, that stuff's expensive.
But it is now. It wasn't that expensive back then, but
well, yeah. I always wanted to do that, like that Jim Cornette, Ronnie Garvin fireball. That was the most had the most impact on me. So we just always wasted a ton of that stuff.
Ed here, we've got the big women's wrestling fan feud going on. Ed says Jim's breaking news happened like over a week ago.
Whoa!
Read that in your Valley Girl voice, Ed. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone. It's just
just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Final segment of the show. Want to mention, this person here says, was there any fallout from Brock pushing the doctor? Everything you and Dave said made it sound like it was unplanned, was it? Yes, it was unplanned. No, there was no fallout. We're dealing with a guy who's making millions of dollars and has a history of getting mad and walking out. So, he was in the moment. He did something. He probably knew he shouldn't have done it, but he did it. And there's no sense in Vince McMahon. I mean, you could argue that Vince should have fined him and yelled at him and everything like that. But in Vince's mind, he was probably thinking, you know what? Let's just hope the doctor never has to go into the ring in a Brock Lesnar match again. Or at least alert the doctor to stay away from this madman. The rules are different when you're Brock Lesnar. If Zack Ryder would have shoved the doctor, Zack Ryder would be signing with TNA right now. But this is Brock Lesnar we're talking about, and this is pro wrestling, and that's the way things go. Don't forget, everybody, we are here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Sports Byline USA. I'll be back later on tonight with two more shows, After Dark Radio, at 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, which is also live and free on TuneIn Radio if you search Dark Matter Digital Network. I'll be talking to Nicholas De Leon about technology for over an hour, including, yes, HD porn. Is it the wave of the future? He wrote an article about this, so I'm going to grill him, so to speak, on that. And then
Lots of makeup there.
Hey, Brian and Vinny show also later on tonight. We'll be talking Ring of Honor, SmackDown, and I believe Table for Three with Bo Dallas. I can't wait to watch that one. That'll be a lot of fun tonight. And Mike and I back tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Make sure you check it out. I want to thank everybody for listening today. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.